Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu. The sound you hear playing behind the recording is the sound of a ball winder. 1 week before this recording, members of String Theory, the knit and crochet club that I advise, met to dye yarn under the instruction of one of our members, Emily. She brought all of the supplies and all of the know-how necessary for us to do some dyeing. And just as this session started, we were winding up our skeins of yarn into balls. And she had brought beautiful tags for our balls of yarn to commemorate the project. So I thought it would be nice to do a little recording of some members and the projects they're working on and a little bit about our dyeing experiment. But it's the first day back to school after a 5-day weekend, and we're all a little strung out, I guess you could say. So there are some inconsistencies and irregularities in the recording, and I think some of us were talking into our knitting as we spoke. Nevertheless, I hope you enjoy this brief episode.
Celine, tell us about your current project.
Okay, my current project is a shawl. This book called Crochet So Fine by Kristen Omdahl, and it is a very fancy shawl that I'm intending to wear to my non-prom, because me and my friends don't like prom, so we're going into the city and on our instead. So yeah, I'm like 52 rows in, and it's
gorgeous.
Growing.
So what's the name of the shawl and the kind of yarn you're using?
The shawl is Diamond's Shawl, and I took the tag off of the yarn. So I believe it's like sock weight yarn.
With a little bit of Stellina in it?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of this really sparkly stuff in it. The pattern calls for lace weight yarn, but the store didn't have it, so I just picked a yarn that fit the hook size, and I just went from there.
Perfect. And it looks gorgeous.
It does. Thank you. Hopefully it will be done in time.
Cool. Emily, what about you?
I'm making a shawl, but I'm knitting my shawl. The pattern is the Olive Branch shawl. And I'm not sure what yarn it is. I found it in a random bin in my house, and I'm like, that'd make a nice shawl.
Mystery yarn. It's worsted weight?
Yeah, I think so. Worsted weight. Doing it on, I think, is 7.
Have a new Ravelry user. Did you pick your Ravelry name yet?
Yes.
What is it?
I'm trying to figure it out. Every time I type something, it's like, no, you cannot use that.
Aw.
It'll say yes eventually, and then it'll be such a happy feeling.
So you're on a little bit of a breather.
Yeah.
From projects because you have an injury, but what are you working on, or what will you start working on when you're all better?
Well, I started, this one guy at my church, he came up to me and he was like, I will pay you to make something for me. So I'm making a pink elephant, and I finished that before my injury, and then I was in the middle of making a blue hippo. And he got his head and his snout, and then kind of didn't.
You had to take a break.
Yeah.
So are these for the guy's kids?
Well, when he's a grandfather now, and he has a story behind it. His one son always came up to him and was like, "Dad, guess what I have behind my back?" And he'd always guess, "Pink elephant, pink elephant, pink elephant." And then one day, his wife gave the kid a pink elephant. And he's like, "Guess what I have behind my back?" And he's like, "A pink elephant." And he's like, "How'd you know?" So he called his one kid Pink Elephant, and then the other kid was jealous, so he was Blue Hippo. And now they're all grown up, and he wants, like, a little symbol to remind him of his kids, even though they live in the same town and are right next door to each other. But, you know, his other son's in a different state. So he just wants it, like, just to remember those days, basically.
Nice. That's really cute.
I don't know if I have a picture of it, but...
So what are you making, Miss Bauer?
I'm working on a shawl. It's more like a stole than a shawl. It's called Paper Cranes. And it's by Lori Versace of Versace Knits. And I'm using some Swan's Island fingering weight yarn that bleeds all over my hands. But it's okay.
I see it bleeding.
Yeah. All
right. It'll come off eventually.
It will come off eventually. And I really like the way it's coming out. So. I'm about, I would say, almost 40% done.
I can't think of a username.
Let's talk about dyeing yarn.
Dyeing yarn.
That was a fun experience.
All right. So, Emily, when did you start to dye yarn using Kool-Aid?
I started to dye yarn, it was probably about 3 months ago. Because I was looking through Ravelry and different projects that people had done, and somebody did it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that yarn is stunning. Where can I get it? So I go and I look at it, and it's hand-dyed. And she was talking about the whole process of doing everything with food-safe dyes so you can do it in your kitchen. And I just thought, there you go. And I just thought that was awesome, so I had to try it.
And then you brought it to us.
And then I brought it to us. And we used the cooking room in the school.
Yep.
And dyed, in total, 10 skeins of yarn.
Yeah, I think with everybody's skein of yarn... everybody had two skeins. It was sort of like whatever you felt like doing. For my first one, I'm a colorful person, so I had to do a rainbow.
And then my second one, I'm like, I'll just put in a bunch of different colors. I'll put some pink here, some yellow here, some green here, blue there. And it also ended up being a rainbow, unintentionally.
I think subconsciously your inner color needed to come out in a rainbow.
Yeah. Yes.
And just like, you know what, it worked. Every other time, so this is how it's going to be.
I really like the process of making the colors, and I didn't make all the colors. So I guess that's one of the reasons I didn't have anything rainbow-like.
I started
with just a few very specific colors rather than the whole thing.
Shebang, of course.
Yeah.
I liked how we got to experiment.
Yeah, everybody could kind of play around, see what they want. We had recipes for the basic colors, but if you wanted a deeper red or a teal, you could sort of play around and just see what works.
What do you think you will make with your yarn? Any ideas?
Probably a skirt.
A hat.
We'll use both in the same... I guess for a scarf you'll have.
For a scarf, it'll take two, yeah.
But a hat, I guess you might
not. I mean, it depends.
I was thinking socks, but it's 100% wool, so it's hard to clean regularly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe mittens.
Mittens could be fun. I don't wear mittens. I started knitting mittens because it was just something I wanted to learn to do, and I did it. And I love the pair I made, but I just don't wear mittens.
I don't wear mittens a lot either. I wear fingerless mitts. I
think so that you
mine
can knit.
Will be I will be a hat. Probably a hat with the plain one and then mitts with the stripier one. Well, it's not going to be stripy, really. It's going to be blips of color.
Can we bring the loom in here and I can weave so I have something to do?
Well, that's about all we could manage for this recording, but quite a few things have happened since June 1st when we recorded that episode. Celine completed her beautiful crochet shawl in a gorgeous white with some silvery shine to it, and she wore it with her dress. I think it was her last year's prom dress, which was a brilliant red. And on Friday, she and her friends headed into New York for their unprom. And I can't wait to see her at some point and learn about how it went and hopefully see some photos. I said she really needed to press her friends into taking some great photographs of her in New York when they were there. Celine is graduating at the end of June, and she will be heading to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. We hope to stay in touch with her via Ravelry, and we hope that she continues her projects as a stress reliever between classes. Some other members that you may have heard on the podcast before, Courtney, Elise, Emily. We will continue our string theory meetings next year and hopefully grow our membership a little bit. And if students are interested, I may bring you some recordings from our club meetings in the future.